Texas State biology professor Mike Forstner says the mythical beast known as a chupacabra is no more than a coyote after completing DNA extraction done on a tissue sample of the animal's head.
For me, the simplest solution is usually the right one. Think about how many times your parents knew immediately when you were making a story up to explain something. And a simpler explanation would have gotten you out of hot water in a hurry. It's no different here. Its DNA matches coyote. It's a mitochondrial gene sequence, so that means we know its mother was a coyote. Does that mean it's a hybrid? Does that mean there's other things that can be found? You bet. But none of them without exhaustive work, and really that's not that serious a question. It's a canid. It's about 40 pounds. It occurs in Texas. It was found run over, and it looks like a coyote without hair. Its mitochondrial DNA is coyote. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, chances are it's a duck, not an ostrich wearing a duck bill.
The findings hurt the believed existence of the chupacabra, which means goat sucker in Spanish, named so for its supposed way of killing its prey. But Forstner said no animal has ever been discovered that behaves this way. The animal was found this summer in Cuero, Texas by rancher Phyllis Canyon, who cut off its head and preserved it in her freezer. She then gave it to San Antonio Station Kens 5, which in turn passed it on to Texas State Wildlife Ecology Director John Backus. After receiving the sample from Backus, Forstner enlisted doctoral student Joe Jackson and graduate student Jim Bell to assist on the project.
Jake is the lead on some projects that are looking at turtle genetics in Texas along with some fish genetics down in the Rio Grande. And Jim Bell is a carnivore specialist, as a master's student working in our wildlife ecology program. They were the logical two to put on this.
Like the abominable snowman and Loch Ness Monster, the chupacabra garnered fame and attention as an unknown legend for believers of the supernatural. Forstner said those similar monsters may never be disproven a la the chupacabra, but that it may not necessarily be a bad thing either.
You'll never get away from people wanting to live in a supernatural world or one that has myths. That's probably as integral to us as anything else is. I think there's probably some importance for us to always wonder. What's important to me is that it's wonder, not fear.